No Fear from John Riddick on Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And today for our faith news segment, we thought we'd go a little bit closer to home.
Just a little bit, because we're going to be talking about an event that we have coming up here. Oh, in less than 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about Kinship Radio's Fall Share, and we are welcoming into the studio Kinship Radio's board president, Tom Wetzel. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Beth, Marianne. Glad to be here.
Yeah. I always like it when you come in here, Tom, because, one, you're just such a wonderful guy to talk to, but it's also really good to hear from the top here at the ministry and, one, hear about what's going on, but also kind of hear your thoughts about, you know, what's happening with the ministry, you know, how the Lord is guiding the ministry, and just kind of your thoughts on Kinship Radio as a whole. So.
Yeah. Well, it's an exciting time. And, you know, on the drive in here this morning, I was thinking about, this year that we're in right now, at the radio stations. And it's been amazing to see how the Lord has worked through this. I've seen His fingerprints all over in the theme that we have for our share coming up here in less than 2 weeks, like you said, Beth, Unashamed to Follow. And that started even way back over a year ago when we identified as our Men's Spearhead Summit speakers that we just had this last month was the Benham Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they spoke right on the idea of boldness in your faith. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing to hear what they were saying about how we need to speak up for what our faith is about and who Jesus has taught us to be. And then we had a whole devotional series, right, that we've been following throughout, called Follow, throughout the year. And one of those months that we're in right now is on the word Unashamed.
Correct.
And so, again, we've got this Unashamed to Follow that keeps coming through and coming through. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, current events that we're dealing with in the world today, I think is significant, too, with what we're proclaiming and what we want to bring across during the share. And that's the whole idea of that we have to be bold, not only in proclaiming the good news to those that are trying to discover who Jesus is, but also to those that are trying to know more about who He is and grow in that. And that's part of what our purpose is here at Kinship Radio, is to discover, know, and grow in Jesus.
And making sure that we are proclaiming the truth of God's Word and not backing down on sharing the Scriptures with people as we, you know, as we go forward in this ministry as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so to me, that means that for all of us, including all our listeners, we need to be retrospective, looking at, you know, who we are and how are we living out our faith. Mm-hmm. If I walk down the street today, would somebody know that I am a Christian? Mm-hmm. In the interactions that I have with my friends, my relatives, with my coworkers, would they know that? Am I being bold enough in my faith for them to really understand who Jesus is by the way that I live and by what I say and do?
And in today's society, you know, we see that that's getting tougher to do. You know, society is fighting back, you know, really hard against that, but that makes it all the more important for us to do so.
I think it is. It's a time where we're going to feel a lot more persecution. We've seen that more and more in what's happening in the mainstream today. But at the same time, we are called to face that and to grow through that persecution. Mm-hmm. So we need to be prepared for that and be bold even in the face of when we're going to be scorned and looked at as not being really understanding what the world is about.
Mm-hmm. Which I think makes this particular share season that we're entering in all the more important, because Kinship Radio, I believe, is poised to, you know, really make a mark in that area very strategically.
Absolutely. You know what? And there's a lot of great media sources that are out there. Mm-hmm. But I believe the way we have positioned ourselves with who we are and our purpose and mission puts us uniquely in that place to broadcast that and to proclaim that boldness for everybody to grab onto within our whole listening area and throughout the globe, actually, through the media sources that we have available for people to listen to.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Kinship Radio Share is coming up October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. You know, three incredible days where you're going to hear, you know, testimonies about how God has transformed lives through this radio ministry, and also how you can partner with the ministry financially as well.
That's right. You know, I would say first and foremost, if I was to tell people what we're looking for as we move into this season, it would be prayer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that everybody would be praying not only for what this ministry should and could be doing, but also for where their part is in the ministry mm-hmm. here. And so that needs to be between them and the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity is there for them to come alongside us and journey with us in this call to be more bold and unashamed to follow.
And of course, Kinship Radio is listener supported. That does mean that we rely on financial contributions from people just like you to meet the day-to-day expenses of the radio ministry. And so we're going to be seeking your support through something called a faith gift.
That's right. And those faith gifts are truly between you and the Lord mm-hmm. on how you set that up and do that. But it is an opportunity for you to come alongside, as we said before. And there's many different ways that we can come alongside with those faith gifts. Certainly, as you make that decision going forward, it doesn't have to be paid all at one time. It can mm-hmm. be paid out over time, and we've got some ways that you guys have come up with creatively to help us with that, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the ways that you can do that is, you know, setting up that gift to come monthly. We call those gems, or give every month donors.
We love our gems.
Yeah. Another way that you can consider being creative with your gift, if you happen to have the means to give a gift of $1,000 or more, you might consider putting forth your faith gift and giving it as a match gift. And that basically means you can put forth that gift and encourage people to match it dollar for dollar during mm-hmm. our share presentation on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Another very unique way, you know, we have listeners that are both in metro areas and in rural areas, and our listeners in the rural areas, many of those are still in agriculture and in the farming community. And one of the creative ways you can do that, as our farmers are out harvesting their fields right now with the beans and corn, especially here in Minnesota and Iowa, is to give that as a gift in kind mm-hmm. to the ministry through what they are giving as first fruits from the Lord. Mm-hmm.
I'm told that there are tax benefits with that. The city girl through and through has no idea how that works, but I know our farmers do.
They do. Absolutely.
Yeah. Great ways that you could do that. Retirement account disbursements, you know, as you're aging.
That's right. Yeah.
Start to have to take out those.
Yeah, 401ks, they're called, the retirement accounts, and your IRAs are things that you can pull directly from and give to a mm-hmm. 501c3 ministry charity like we are, mm-hmm. and that goes right off your income statements when you do that.
Yeah, so all kinds of ways that you can consider giving to the Ministry of Kinship Radio, but no matter what, we want you to be prayerfully considering how you would do that mm-hmm. during this year's season. And, you know, once the Lord gives you that answer, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting time.
I'm looking forward to it. We love sharing at Kinship Radio. So the ways that you can give to the ministry, you can call or text the word give to 800-810-5559. You can also go to our website, kinshipradio.org has all the details that you need to know about share giving ahead of time or about our share events as well. There's a banner at the top of the page that says Unashamed to Follow. When you click on that, it will take you to everything that you need. Tom Wetzel, thanks so much for being with us here this morning. We look forward to hearing more from you as we get closer and closer to fall share here
thanks,
at Kinship
Beth.
Radio.
Thanks, Ryan.